This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A plan to build a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints temple in northeast Colorado Springs can move forward. Here's KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
During Tuesday's PAC City Council meeting, neighbors of the proposed temple expressed concerns about the plan to illuminate the temple all night, every night. Monica Fuchs lives diagonally across from the site. She wants the lights dimmed after dark.
I really don't want to have to buy blackout curtains for my entire house.
The height of the building's steeple was another issue, but proponents of the project say both the height and the lighting meet current city code. City Council voted unanimously to approve the project without restrictions. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Watch out for bikers. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that Colorado is celebrating Winter Bike to Work Day.
Bike commuters are riding across Denver all day on Friday. They're enjoying free coffee, snacks, and swag. Normally, biking in February can be a slushy, snowy mess. But this year, temperatures are unseasonably warm. And despite weeks of serious drought conditions, there may be a little rain. That means if you're biking, prepare to add and shed layers. Bring a raincoat and waterproof pants if you've got them. Gloves, balaclavas, and ear covers help too. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And in Colorado Springs, today is the first of 5 furlough days this year for city staff. These involuntary days off are a cost-saving measure. Most city administrative departments like City Hall, Municipal Court, and the City Clerk's Office will be closed, reopening Tuesday. It's 11:06.